Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast. Yes, this is the newest podcast of 2005 on this lovely Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015. Tonight, we are talking about Superman's new powers. Yes, it's been promoted. Superman is getting upgraded for the comics. If you are a comic book reader, you probably have already heard. But let me read you this quick article from comicbookresources.com. Ahead of the debut of the Man of Steel's new power and costume in Wednesday's Superman issue number 38, DC Comics has released a graphic charting the history of his abilities from super speed to flight to now super flare. Yes, Superman's new power is super flare. And the conclusion of the Men of Tomorrow storyline by Jeff Johns, John Romita Jr., and Klaus Janson, the new issue apparently climaxes with the unleashing of the of what the writer calls the most destructive power Superman has, and he's not exactly excited about it because it's so dangerous and there are consequences, said John. DC bills Super Flare as Superman's first new power in decades, which, judging from the rather incomplete graphic, may be referenced to the addition of heat vision in 1949. And of course, the Man of Steel has sported new abilities since then, as recently as 1998 Superman Red / Superman Blue storyline. So let me give you a little brief history of Superman's powers, how they have grown to be. First was his super speed back in 1939, and super strength was in 1938, and super hearing, 1939, X-ray vision, 1939, invulnerability, it was in 1939. Also, the flight was in 1941. Heat vision was in 1949. And then, yes, in 2015, Superman gets super flare. I don't know. I want to hear your thoughts. If you're listening to us live, call at 909-232-9227. We're talking about super flares, man. Super flares. Do you think Man of Steel Part 2 will include super flares? Let's find out. Let's see what the guys are talking about. We have a new caller from area code 239. Welcome to Smallville Talk.
Superhab. What's up?
Superman, what's up, man?
Not much. Watching Smallville Season 6, Episode Arrow, even though we have an awesome show named Arrow.
Yes. So what are your thoughts on Superman's new power, Super Flare?
Wow, I think it's interesting. They should use that in Batman v. Superman. I'd go up there to Zack Snyder right now and say, dude, re-edit the fight scene within that final cut in Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, and add that super flare effect. Like, what's the what does it look like in the comic? What can he do with the super flare? Does it come out of his eye? Does he just do it in his arm and he just throw a flare or something?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be just so awesome.
Here, I'll tweet the image that they have Superman doing the super flare. If you follow us on Smallville Talk, all one word, I'll tweet the super flare. That way you guys could see what I'm talking about. But let's see, area code 609, welcome to Smallville Talk. Hello?
Hello?
609?
Oh, hey, sorry about that. Speed Force Frank.
Hey, no worries. So what are your thoughts on Super Flare?
Well, while you were talking and doing your intro and talking to Matt, I was doing some research. And I don't mind it. It's kind of like it has the look of like a force field as it's working its way from the inside out. So I can understand that, kind of like an energy blast. But now you have different questions now. You say to yourself, well, if he does that, what gets affected by it? Can it hurt people?
That's what they said, it comes with consequences.
Is it going to make him more vulnerable than Kryptonite? Meaning, like, is it going to leave him powerless? I mean, I don't know if they're just doing this to just bring some, like, excitement to the character, or they're really doing this, you know, because they genuinely want to do it. So I think they're trying to make him a little bit more vulnerable, but at the same time, exciting. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, because I don't know when he would use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so I just posted the image now on Smallville Talk. Gives you a little preview of Super Flare and also his history of super strengths and sight and speed and all that good
stuff. You'll never see that in the movies. They will never do that.
You don't
think
so? Super Flare.
Animated movie.
Okay, let's see. From air code 469, welcome to Smallville Talk.
Hey.
Hey there.
Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris. We're talking about your cousin, Kal-El.
I don't think we need... I don't think he needs another superpower.
You don't think Superman doesn't need an upgrade?
I don't think
he is Superman.
I mean,
he has to be on top of everything.
He already is.
I know. Now this makes him a god.
He already is. I mean, what he got already, so far he can use all he got and be able to take everybody down, but...
You know, as a writer, it would be really hard for me to be like, okay, I'm going to sit down and write a Superman script. Because I'm like, you know, eventually he's going to win. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't really hurt him. You can't kill him. How are you supposed to write that?
I know, right?
Not sure.
You're like,
that's like
okay.
If he was in Mortal Kombat, that'd be his, like, fatality.
Yeah, totally. Super flare. Yeah, do you think he'll catch on? Do you think Francesco already said no as to transferring to the big screen? Chris from Kandor, let's hear your thoughts. Do you think Super Flare will transfer to the big screen?
If they do, I don't think it's going to be in the next movie. I think it's too early for that. Maybe in the next movie by himself, you know, like Man of Steel 2 or something like that. I think maybe they might put down there. And if they do, that's fine, but I don't think they need to do that.
Yeah. All right, Matt, what about you? What about you, Matt? Do you think he'll transfer to the big screen?
Eventually, they could. Maybe in Justice League when you see him fighting Darkseid, because he'll probably need to
cool.
use that power.
Yeah!
And possibly Doomsday and definitely Brainiac. So needs that help to fight those. And even the Tallow, because you know how hard it is to beat the Tallow, because as a fan of the animated series, the Tallow is such a hard villain to defeat. And how easy you want for John Superman, he just the kryptonite heart at Superman just to easily kill him, and then he aims the kryptonite eye at Superman to easily kill him. And I recently watched, guys, Justice League, Throne of Atlantis, and what the hell? What's Superman and Wonder Woman doing dating? I saw he was with Lois Lane.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, they wanted to go different with this new 52 that, you know, Superman is not only at all about Lois Lane, you know. I think they wanted to send it up a little bit, you know. So even though they were in a restaurant, you know, see Lois Lane came in, I thought maybe Superman isn't going to be like, you know,
I miss the old days with DC animation, like with Batman the animated series, the Superman the animated series, those types of animated DC films and TV. Can we talk about that? On how and why DC changed it to kind of, I know it's still good and kind of a bit different, but I just like it better the way it was.
You know, I never finished that series. How long did it go for? The Superman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
I have the box set. It's good.
How far does it go? Like, how many seasons?
Oh, it went for 3.
Oh, 3 or 4.
No,
yeah.
4.
There you go.
3 or 4.
No.
That's a good guess. 3 or 4.
Legacy Parts 1 and 2 were the final episodes, because Darkseid took control of Superman's mind, and he rolled over Metropolis, and it was up to Lois Lane to save him, and you see the Superman at Apocalypse, and he and Darkseid get into a really epic fight, and it's very cool.
They do
series finale.
And let's go around the room. What power would you give Superman? Let's say you're at DC Comics headquarters right now, and they're like, Francesco, we're going to have a 3 o'clock meeting later tonight, and and you better give us a new power that Superman will have in the next issue. So pound it out. And so think about it. What new power that he doesn't already have, and you have to include Super Flare, so you can't use that one anymore. What other power would you give the Man of Steel that won't make him too, like, overly godious, you know, which he already sounds like it, but something that might catch on, that maybe might stick with him? So let's go around the room. Chris from Kandor, what other powers would you give your bro, your cousin, your man bro?
I don't think I would give him any, but if I have to, I would probably at least give him something to be able to withstand kryptonite, or at least maybe a mini or two. You know, like, maybe, I don't know, something that, you know, to be able to, you know, get away with kryptonite for a couple of minutes. Either to get away or to do something.
Oh, just seem like a little buffer?
Yeah.
Okay. A time-delayed kryptonite superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Francesco, let's go to you. What new superpower would you give Superman?
I mean, I can't think of any. Going through the senses, let's see. His skin is tough, so he's strongest, okay. And then he's the super breath, and then he's got the heat vision, and then he can hear things. He can move fast. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I can give him anything unless it was, I have no clue. I don't think there's anything left. And there's nothing left because all the senses are pretty much. I don't know.
Come on, you have to pick one, Francesco, or else you're fired. Your career at DC Comics is over. You have to make one up, even if it sounds corny.
All right.
But your job is dependent on it. So not too corny.
All right. Okay, let's see.
Do you need another break? We can go to Matt. Okay, let's go to Matt. Okay, Matt, what new superpower would you give Superman? And tell us why he deserves this new power.
Healing powers, and I would write this comic instantly. It will be about my grandma. Cure for Alzheimer's.
That's great. That would be great.
Go over to Barrington and cure my grandma.
Yeah.
My grandmother has Alzheimer's and she's failing. And it's so sad.
Yeah.
That's
great. Super That's gym. A good answer, Matt. You go, bro.
You have.
All right, Francesco.
Yeah.
Spotlight back on you.
Back on me.
And you can't use the other guys. You can't use the kryptonite buffer, and you can't use the power of healing now.
Just trying to think.
I love that kryptonite buffer.
Yeah, I don't know. What would I give him?
Yeah,
what
you have to give him a superpower.
What would I give him?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I would give him the power to be able to, I don't know, maybe be able to turn his power off and on. Like if he wants to be human for the day and just live like a human, he can. If he wants to turn his power back on, he can. I don't know.
What do you guys think about that?
The only thing I thought.
That's not really a power.
Oh, I got one. How about this?
Come on, man. Well, who would want
to
switch to normal as a superpower?
Well,
not even Superman.
Well, in Smallville, when he got his hand caught in the grinder, he's like,
you're referencing
Smallville.
Is this normal? Awesome.
He's like, is this normal? Does this look normal to you? But let me see. Probably invisibility, maybe, or maybe be able to cloak himself if he's going over a building.
Oh, nice. See, now you're talking. Come on. It took you a while.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Like a Harry Potter kind of deal?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. What do you guys think? Harry Potter.
What about you?
Matt laughed.
What would you choose?
The cloak. Okay, mine would be, of course, let me explain. Mine would be time travel. Like his ability to fly so fast, he could go either to the future or to the past.
Eventually, they're going to do that in Flash because they're going to
Because I'm like, if Flash could do it, why can't Superman?
You did that to save Jonathan, to save Lois Lane.
Yeah.
And the original Superman. Oh,
yep.
Speaking of
I would give him time travel.
Speaking of which, since we are talking about Superman through Facebook the other day, I took a quiz, and it says, which Superman movie version are you? I got Christopher Reeve movie Superman.
the movie?
Yeah, which Christopher Reeve movie version of you? I was hoping Henry Cavill version. But
yeah, what happened to Man of Steel?
I answered all the wrong questions because it was doing movie pilot.
Oh, movie pilot. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, let's open the floor to you guys. That was my bit, you know, bringing up the issue of Superman's new power. But if you guys want to talk about anything Superman or Supergirl related, big news last week, they casted African-American Jimmy Olsen. How do you guys feel about that? Or any issues or topics about the comics? Now is the time. Let's go to you, Matt.
Do we really need Jimmy Olsen on
There you
Supergirl.
Go. I'm so with you, Matt. I'm so glad you said that because at first when I heard, what, they're casting for Jimmy Olsen, I'm like, wait a minute, this is her show. So it's pretty much they're leaning on Superman, right?
He's going to be in Man of Steel 2 because we got Batman v Superman coming out in 2016. We already got a female Olsen, so we don't need an effing Jimmy Olsen on Supergirl. I mean,
there you
come
go.
On.
Matt Hayden. Okay. Let's go to you, Francesco. Anything, everything Superman?
Let's see. I don't know. I kind of I miss the old suit with the underwears on the outside.
Yeah.
Maybe
sometimes
maybe
people
I would change
do,
his,
yeah.
Aren't they? But aren't they changing his suit too?
Yes, they also changed his suit. It's not the the shield buckle that the New 52 had. Now it's an oval with the yellow center on it, kind of like the Christopher Reeve belt buckle, but it's around a red belt. And then also the boots are back to the regular go-go boots and not the kind of military boots that the New 52 had, which... You know, okay, belts. If we're going to complain about belt buckles, I mean, come on. But the boots, why did they go back to the old, you know, superhero 80s go-go boots? I mean, the armor boots that he had were fine. I mean, I don't know why they're doing that. And then the cape also. The cape comes down to almost the shoulder now. And the
oh,
way
wow.
It's tucked in the Christopher Reeve movies, kind of like that.
Are we getting a trailer soon? The Batman versus. Are we going to finally get that trailer this weekend attached to
Jupiter?
Oh,
yeah. Well, Francesco, give us an update. At first, I heard you reported that it was going to be on the Super Bowl.
There's this website. It's called iSpot TV that usually lets people know what's going to play, like, during the Super Bowl or, like, big events or things like that, commercials. So they did have it on there, but I don't know if it was pulled last minute or what. But, a lot of people were sending, like, death threats to iSpot TV. They were like, we kill you, we're going to kill you. It was just crazy.
No way.
Yeah,
whoa.
It was really nuts.
I taped it, and it didn't show it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. If you were able to land an interview with anybody from like The Flash or Arrow, I would probably recommend maybe you doing one-on-one and then have people submit questions to you on Twitter. So this way it'll be like, because if you had like people on, they would like, you would ask questions and, you know, we're so used to each other, like some people talking over each other, but maybe those celebrities would kind of get overwhelmed and not know what they were getting into. So, I mean, if you were able
like,
to land, if you were, I know, if you were able to land one of those, I would suggest you take Twitter questions, but do a one-on-one. I think that would be really, really cool.
Awesome
if
advice.
You want,
thank
you,
sir.
If you want, I could try to work some stuff on Twitter, see if I can get some to go come on the show.
Yeah, let's do it. Who do we should all target someone specifically. Who should we target?
How about this? Let's see.
You know, I would love
to
interview Laura L. from Man of Steel.
Who?
Oh my gosh, so beautiful.
Oh, Laurel.
How
about the guy who played
Laurel?
How about the guy
Superman.
Who's playing Piper right now?
Oh,
would you want? What about?
Yeah,
what about Pied Piper. Would you want Pied Piper on there?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, dude, you were like the Harry Potter of villains with his gadgetry and his, you know, smartness and then the hood he had over. Did it? Come on. No one picked that up?
I don't know if you...
Yeah.
Harry Potter?
A little bit with the glasses. I don't know if you saw The Flash tonight, but it was pretty good.
Okay, cool. Okay, Chris, let's go to you, sir. Anything, everything about Superman. Come on, let's go.
Not really, actually. I'm just excited. I'm just waiting for the next show, whatever. So, I have really nothing to say.
Yeah, are you excited about Supergirl?
I am excited. It'd be awesome.
What do you think about the new Jimmy Olsen?
I agree with, again, about if we bring Jimmy Olsen, there's got to be somebody who's going to like, they cannot always talk about Superman and not show him. You know what I mean?
Right.
But what if they do
for like 10 years? And then at the end, you only see the clip of Tom Welling's head.
Hey, they can do that. Like,
that they used in the finale when he was Superman. I can't believe it. I still can't believe they did that to us. They showed his head.
Now that you mention it, they're probably going to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For like 10 years. And then finally, oh, look, there he is. And you see his head. I'm like, okay, I see his head.
I don't know.
Francesco, what do you think about the new Jimmy Olsen?
I don't mind him being from a different ethnicity.
You don't mind
but
him.
I mean, like, what does he have to do with Supergirl? Shouldn't he be in Metropolis? I just don't get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And maybe, do you think it's pre-Daily Planet, Jimmy Olsen?
Nah. Could be. Never mind. It could
kinda
be.
Kind of like
but,
a Dawson's Creek. You know how Dawson went to Hollywood to direct a movie?
Maybe. Could be.
All right.
Well,
yeah. So,
still
a lot of questions as to what direction Supergirl's going to go into.
Listen. On Smallville, Supergirl kind of went to Jimmy, kind of, you know, pretend today, whatever. They went on a little mission together trying to find out something, like a little investigation. Remember?
Yes.
I don't remember why everybody that was. Maybe that they're going to go with that because they form a friendship. So they know, you know, they know each other. They can, you know, probably going to. Yeah, I think I can see it work.
Yeah, let's just see how they're going to make it happen. And are they going to start dating? Is this going to be one of those, like, you know, Supergirl's love interest? It's going to be interesting how they're going to find out, how they play out that episode or, you know, that pilot. The pilot has to be really good, right? Right, guys?
Mm-hmm. You better be good.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah,
good.
It has to be right.
Because if you laugh at it, you're going to be like, it's a freaking joke. They're just doing Supergirl just because they can, you know, but they have no heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Okay, well, I want to thank you guys so much for calling in. I want to thank Matt from Florida, Francesco, Chris from Candor, and all the people who download the podcast. You guys are the true stars. It's great seeing those numbers pretty high, and it's amazing. Smallville talk is still kicking in after 2007. It's just been a fun ride. So I want to thank you guys again. Francesco, any shout-outs, sir?
That's it. Just you guys and
can't wait for the next one.
All right, great. Chris from Candor.
Want to give a shout out to Joe from Krypton. I wonder where he's at. Wish him to be well and hope he's okay.
Yeah.
And
big
yeah,
shout out
to
Joe
else.
From Krypton. Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody else, Mary Beth, Regina, and all that. And all
yeah. I wonder where they are.
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. Thank you, Chris and Francesco. Give us your shout out.
I just want to say hello to everybody, and that's it. Come back, old members and old callers.
Our gang.
Yeah. Bring back
the
old gang. Remember, what was her name?
Mary Beth? Regina?
No. She would call in once in a while from, like, Rhode Island.
Hannah?
Started with a D.
Diana?
Diane?
Maya?
Dia?
Yeah.
All right, we're wasting time here. Okay, thank you guys so much. We'll talk next week with Smallville Talk, and tomorrow we'll have a Flash Talk and also Batman Talk right after that. So join us next tomorrow night on those two podcasts. All right, good night, guys.
All right.